at fuckituphuman.net Foothill AIDS Project. Knowledge result. Add a photo. At fuckituphuman.net Foothill AIDS Project. 3.7. 3. STD testing service in San Bernardino, California. Open. Overview. Reviews. Photos. About. 1 of 4. Call. Directions. Share. Save. 670 N Arrowhead Avenue, Suite AB, San Bernardino, CA 92401. You visited 2 weeks ago. Closes soon, 5 p.m. opens 9 a.m. Thursday. 909-884-2722. Suggest an edit. Own this business. Claim it now. Add website. Questions and answers. Ask the community. See questions, 3. Street view. Add a photo. Review summary. 5. 4. 3. 2. 1. 3.7. 4 reviews. James Driscoll. Dash. Edit. 58 minutes ago. More Google reviews. View all. People also search for. Planned Parenthood, San. 3.6. 41. Medical Center. San Bernardino Health Center. 3.0. 11. Medical Clinic. County Riverside HIV Program. 5.0. 1. HIV Testing Center. FPA Women's Health. 3.9. 60. Family Planning Center. View all. Web results. https://fapinfo.org. AIDS, HIV Nonprofit Charity, Foothill AIDS Project, FAP. FAP, Foothill AIDS Project is a local charity. Set up in 1987 to provide support for a nonprofit AIDS, HIV charity in Southern California. https://cmpreviews. Working at Foothill AIDS Project, employee reviews, indeed.com. Foothill AIDS Project, FAP, early intervention. Specialist, former employee, San Bernardino, CA 92405, July 19, 2018. While at FAPI, riverside.networkofcare.org agency. Foothill AIDS Project, Riverside, Riverside County, California. Foothill AIDS Project works to improve the lives of those. San Bernardino County, target group, all people with HIV. 2 of 4. Google review summary. 5. 4. 3. 2. 1. 3.7. 3 reviews. Google reviews. Newest. James Driscoll. 1 review, 1 photo. 59 minutes ago. I attempted to get assistance from FAP during this interface time back again homeless. I am homeless here in my hometown of San Bernardino from an 11-month hate and harassment campaign conducted by the leadership directors of the Colorado Health Network in Denver, Colorado. This is where I attempted to create a startup project of an adult school of consent practices as a community resource. When I moved into HIV residency, I told the building manager that I was wanting to create a community space. Anyway, in my first attempt to interface with FAP since I came back, they would not incorporate my need to report and place the evidence that I have been targeted by a hate group. I attempted this with, of course, having to deal with new doctors, new treatments, new case management scheduling, etc. It was more than enough when I could not get a letter that was written in 2007 by then FAP Mental Health Director Dr. Howard Newsom. In that letter from 2007, what was the exact same thing that happened in Oakland and Denver? The letter is on file here. http://google-reviews.foothillaidsproject.fuckituphuman.net/mentalhealthadvocacylitogen2007.jpg. In this letter from 2007, Dr. Howard concludes. However, I, Dr. Howard, believe that until there is an appropriate resolution, he, James Driscoll, wants an absolution of his housing conflicts, he will remain in a vulnerable state regarding his overall HIV and mental health status. That was relating to Oakland CA in 2005 and the very exact similar conditions that drove hate into a tenancy collapse in Oakland was experienced in Denver 2016-2017. The endgame of this targeted action against me was to remove my influence from the local HIV community. Further, it would not become apparent who the persons involved in the source of this hate target campaign against me was until after my filed eviction November 2016. It would only become apparent later in that next year by two factors to include the reporting that appeared against Colorado Health Network posted as negative Outlook employee reviews on Glassdoor. These started to appear on July 28, 2017, about 2 weeks after I had to leave the Denver area back to my hometown. And now we have these issues cropping up in a different Ryan White Care Act servicing region. More to the point, the mental health director that was from 2007 is no longer under head of that department and now is run by some other person, less credentialed than a PhD. I attempted twice to interface with this story and the mental health advocacy letter written from 2007 inclusive of my case management. Nothing worked. I had to walk away, as the other Google reviewer here suggests, from my interface to this agency because of loss of confidence and loss of trust that anything constructive can be done in my case. My case manager placed me on a housing interview to a resource that I did not qualify for. I have been living with family care as a refugee status from haters that will not stop their hate on me. My case manager deceived me in three critical cause of concerns. See. http://dr.eric-tomoni-shigeno.fuckitophuman.net/browse-randomsomessages-%5b1-10%5d.html. This link selects a random message from a collection of 10 to display and or also have spoken voice text narrative interfaces. 1. Camel D1. 9 reviews. 5 months ago. Gabriel Andrew Chavez. A year ago. Aaron Jacobson. Local Guide 1 review. A year ago. This agency is FRAUDULANT in its services and practices when it comes to serving the HIV population and utilizing Ryan White funding. My recommendation for any HIV client interested in signing with them is to run as far and as fast as you can. They treat HIV consumers with contempt and unprofessionalism. 11. 3 or 4. 4 or 4. Details. Accessibility. Wheelchair accessible entrance. Planning. Appointments recommended. Describe this place.